Dear friends, as we celebrate this great feast of Ascension, of course we know this is a story that has never been told before in any other religion, any other way of thinking, any other philosophy, whatever ways you can look at it. It is so incredible. Incredible, not that, just for the lack of a better word, to explain the richness of the faith that we hold, that we celebrate that this man that walked and talked and ate and drank like you and me died, and he not only died, he rose from the dead, and he not only rose from the dead, they saw him body, blood, soul, the whole thing, rise. Just try to imagine that. It's just so awe-inspiring. And Luke tells us something spectacular that we don't always pay attention to unless you read deeper into it. He said that Jesus says that you are witnesses of these things. You are witnesses. To understand what Luke is telling us that Jesus said, we have to go back to Deuteronomy. As Moses was giving his last discourse to the people, that's what Deuteronomy is, the second law. And he was explaining to them what they have to do in order to stay in this promised land that the Lord is giving them. And so one of the things Moses came up with was judgment. You know, they had to appoint judges who would settle disputes, because if they can't settle disputes, they will kill each other. So they had to have judges. And so one of the things Moses said that you must have the eyewitness, you have to have the evidence, or the evidence of at least two or three people in order to determine something as true or false. It is by law that you have to have the evidence of two or three people. So Jesus tells him, you are witnesses. And go fast forward to the Corinthians, and Paul was telling the Corinthians in his articulation of what happened. He said, Jesus appeared to 500 people, over 500 people. So when Jesus tells them they are witnesses, eyewitnesses, that he is saying by law, whatever you are going to do or say about this experience is true. You can stand on that judgment. And of course, as we read the first reading, St. Paul makes reference to his first writing, which was his gospel account. He tells his Theophilus that he is going to tell him more about what he already said in the first account. And of course, in his first account, he talked about researching about what he has heard by talking to eyewitnesses. Dear friends, he said he went back and researched what he has heard from Paul, from Peter, from all the apostles. Because as a Greek man, he didn't witness Jesus' resurrection. So he went back and researched it. So he's telling this Theophilus that he's doing the same thing about what has happened since Jesus rose from the dead. And when you read what he writes in the Acts of the Apostles about those pillars of the church of Antioch, he mentioned a man called Manum. Manum was a friend of Herod the Tetrarch. Tells you a lot. If Luke knew him, it tells you mostly, probably, he got his story about what happened with Herod and Jesus and the Holy Family from Manam. And of course, we do know he interviewed the Blessed Mother. So, dear friends, it is so wonderful to know that what we believe is not mythology. This is the experience of human beings. God becoming man, and all that happened, historical account of what happened. All I can say to you is how blessed you are, how blessed I am that in the 21st century, this truth that Jesus came to earth, he died, he was buried, he rose from the dead, and he ascended into heaven. It's an amazing, amazing account of what makes you whole and what makes me whole, and how marvelous that we have this faith. And may God reward your faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.